The scripture reading is 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I'll read. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers, tonight, we offer the 30th Church Anniversary Eve service. God the Father gave us a message for this Eve service, which is titled Blessing. Blessing is the first prayer title of this year, 2012. God the Father wants us to realize how many blessings we have received as we are about to celebrate the 30th anniversary of this church. He also wants us to understand how great and detailed His plans are until the blessing comes upon us. I wish, through this message, that you can clearly understand God the Father's providence for this church and give thanks to Him from the depths of your heart. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, while reading the Bible, you can find that forefathers of faith, the prophets and disciples, didn't just suddenly and miraculously appear. They were there as the result of God's long-term investment and endurance. So in order to have one prophet, Father God invested long hours, long years, and He endured until He became a prophet, a man of God. Father God endured and waited. Think about when God appointed Abraham as the father of faith. He left his father's household at the age of 75, and he went through various trials until he received his son Isaac, the seed of promise, at the age of 100. Now, Abraham became a father of faith. So what about Abraham in the beginning? He just obeyed. Now, look at yourself. What if you are Abraham? Even the faith that you have now, can you obey just as Abraham did? Leave your household. Leave your hometown, home country. Now, can you obey just as Abraham did? You have house, you have family, you have parents, you have relatives, and you have to leave your hometown. Can you do that? Father God didn't appoint any place where you have to move. Now, can you obey? Well, Father God, well, I have no idea where to go. Well, please let me know where I should move to. And is there any place that I can live in? Father God, you don't give me a house. Father God didn't tell him anything about it. Just leave. Now, can you obey? How many of you can you obey? Except those who went into spirit. If before you coming into spirit, you will use your fleshly thought, so you cannot obey. As long as you have fleshly thought, you cannot obey. Why? Because you cannot please God. As written in Romans chapter 8, as long as you have faith, you cannot please God. You cannot obey. That's why I'm emphasizing on spirit and spirit and spirit. I promised one thing before. Once you come into spirit, then you will receive blessing for sure. If you just obey, then you will receive blessing. That's what I said. Why did I say so? Once you come into spirit and obey whatever I say, then the blessing will come to you. That's why. Now, well, there are some people who will obey, others who don't. Why? Because if you don't obey, it becomes a wall between Father God and them. So once you obey, amen, once you say amen and obey, then I will show you the way to receive blessing. Indeed, he eventually faced a test to give his only son as a burnt sacrifice. He, his wife, was went to kings. Many, many tests. He underwent many tests and trials. Only after Abraham passed the test could he become the father of faith. So this kind of test, when he passed all these tests, he gained 100% trust from Father God. Then all trials finished and he started to receive blessing and he became the father of faith. God the Father already knew Abraham would be like this, but he took all the steps one by one to accomplish his providence. Father God didn't make it overnight. There are procedures. There are steps. The way Father God leads his people until they become the people of God. And the Father God leads you. If you obey, then you are a good vessel. You have a good heart filled. Then such people, and then you can be quickly changed. But who do not obey cannot stand on the rock of faith even after 5, 10, 15 years later. But Father God does not forsake you. But Father God has to wait for long, long years. Well, you should not make Father God sorry, right? You should not. Why do you make Father God, who loves you so much, who even sacrificed his only son, sorry? Why do you disobey God? Why don't you please Father God? I don't understand. I've never said no to Father God. I'm God who sees the heart of man. Since Abraham's heart is good, I will make him a father of faith. God doesn't do things as he sees fits, you know, without taking necessary course of action. Until the environment was set so that Abraham could show his perfect faith, God himself waited. And when he appointed Abraham as a father of faith, he made it so that the enemy devil and Satan could bring no accusation against him. I have to receive power and money and the organization of men of spirit. And in order to give that kind of stuff to me, Father God let me go to mountain and went through those, you know, steps. Because we gotta have money power. For the last 30 years, without money, we have accomplished this ministry. If we have enough money power, then with this current faith, we can do many things. I mean, I am so thrilled just by, you know, dreaming of it. Just imagining of it. Even without money, we have made this far. Now, what if we have money power that Father God gives? Then, with our current faith, what is it that we cannot do? Whenever I think about it, I am so thrilled. I have goosebumps. Now, it will happen sooner or later. Reverend Myeongho Chang, aren't you thrilled? Yes, he is thrilled. I am thrilled. If you believe, you will be thrilled. We have made this church the world leading church. Once we receive money power from Father God, what is it that we cannot do? So even Father God blesses this church. Enemy devil and Satan cannot accuse of this church. Joseph's case was the same. He was sold as slave to Egypt at the age of 17, yet he became the prime minister at 30. It was a rags-to-riches story that an ordinary man cannot even imagine. Was it just because God loved Joseph so specially that Joseph was able to receive such, you know, preferential treatment? Not at all. God made Joseph pay the price according to justice. God made Joseph go through a process of severe refinement for 13 years to receive a corresponding amount of blessing that he would receive. 13 years was a short period of time to the eyes of God. For Moses, 40 years. Other people of God, they went through many years of refinement. But 13 years was a short period of time. But the refinement was so severe. Now, we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit. Since the Holy Spirit helps us, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our sin was washed. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can come into Spirit quickly. That's the age we live now. So this is why we call this era, with this age, we call this age the era of the Holy Spirit. But if Moses had been in this age, he wouldn't need to go through a 40-year-long refinement. Now, without that 40-year-long refinement, we can come into Spirit so quickly by the help of the Spirit. But yet, you haven't made it yet. Still, you have not made it yet. Joseph was his father's favorite among his brothers. Yet he was still sold as a slave by his brothers, wasn't he? Moreover, he even became a prisoner and was imprisoned, which was much worse than being a slave. Well, his brothers tried to kill Joseph, but he was sold to Egypt as a slave. So he was imprisoned. He was in a prison where only the prisoners of king were confined. Nobody could visit him. There was no way out. He didn't make anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. The wife of his master seduced him. You know, the master's wife wanted to make love with him. Since it was the master, it was the wife of his master, she must have been beautiful. But Joseph ran away. He refused it. Why? Because he knew it was sin. And eventually, he was accused and he went to prison. Now, young people, look back on yourself. Even though he was seduced like that, even though he was tempted like that, he refused it and he went to prison, even though he was wrongfully accused. That's why he was loved by God, and he became the prime minister, second to his king. In any given situation, however, Joseph didn't forget the dream that God gave to him, and he was never disheartened. He remembered his dream by faith, and he lived his life faithfully and honestly. Until Joseph had passed through the long tunnel of refinement, God waited for Joseph. And when the time came, God had arranged for Joseph to become the prime minister of Egypt. Regarding this, Psalm 105, verses 17 to 19 says, "He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They afflicted his feet with fetters. He himself was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him."
The
people afflicted his feet with fetters because, you know, he would run away. So he had to go through all those, you know, steps and tests and trials and refinement until he was loved. With wisdom and capability that he earned from his refinement, Joseph wisely solved the difficulties Egypt faced. In Egypt, which was a powerful nation back then, Joseph enjoyed wealth and honor, second only to his king. The blessing that Joseph enjoyed after he became the prime minister was a perfect blessing, and his refinement was also for blessing. So it was the blessing for blessing. Without the refinement, the perfect blessing wouldn't have existed. The same applied to Abraham. The blessing that he received after he became the father of faith was the perfect blessing. And during the processes until then, there were many moments of blessing. God the Father made the promise of the perfect blessing to this church as well. It is to accomplish the providence of the end time under the name of Manmin. It is to construct the Canaan sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary and to make the whole world our parish. We must reveal the glory of God greatly and lead countless souls of the entire world to salvation. The Canaan Sanctuary, you may think it is slow. It's not slow. Father God is on His track. The Canaan Sanctuary, how can we find 32 acres in this city of Seoul? But Father God has hid the place until we purchased the property. And Father God is still working behind the scene. We purchased the spot. It is the space that we cannot, that the people cannot sell or buy. But it became a property that we can sell and buy. Father God stop it from being sold or from being purchased. It was a property for in the city park. Otherwise, and the rich man would have purchased it already. So nobody could touch it. But after we made the purchase, it is not the park property anymore. Father God is working like this. He doesn't sit still. Now, what about the place near Seminary College? That place? We will have high-rise buildings, but like a 30-story apartment. I saw in a bird's-eye view of those in the apartment. It was so high. And it is such a good spot. There is a Borame Park. It is about a 5-minute walk, right? Now, there are subways, and there are the markets, and there is Han River. It is the land of blessing. And in that place, there will be 30-story building. Now, because it has become the land for apartment, the properties around that place is also receive blessing too. Father God is working like this. God the Father has invested a great amount of time to make us a proper vessel worthy to receive this perfect blessing. To the extent the perfect blessing is so huge, we must prepare our vessels well. In other words, as we prepare our vessel as well as possible, the time for the perfect blessing is getting closer. So if you make your vessel worthy to receive blessing, then the moment to receive blessing will become shorter. Well, a couple of years ago, if we have many members went into spirit, then we would build the Canaan Sanctuary much earlier. We would have constructed the Canaan Sanctuary. But back then, many people committed the sin leading to death. So how could we receive blessing to construct the Canaan Sanctuary? We had to repent of that sin. To allow us to receive the perfect blessing, God the Father made us take certain steps in preparation, one by one. Once, you know, what if we receive such amount of money? There will be thieves. You may think you will not become like that, but you will have a heart of thief. But this church will have a tremendous amount of money. That's why Father God has refined workers of the church. No matter what kind of money they see, they will not have any greedy heart. Father God is making them close to spirit. Father God has refined them, especially those leaders. Father God doesn't sit still. Father God is making all those preparations. What if we have many thieves in this church and nobody will notice about it because we have so tremendous amount of money? So in order to prevent it, in order to avoid it, Father God is working behind. So in this message, I'll tell you the three blessings that God has given to us during these preparation steps. The first blessing is the blessing for this church. It means the church organization is now well organized, befitting the name of Manmin. Not only the outward appearance, but the church is also well organized inside, so that many workers of this church and church members are ready to work as one according to the will of God. In particular, the church workers have attained both spiritual and physical abilities. Indeed, you can now understand what you should think about and what you should do as a member of Manmin and prepare yourself for them. Dear brothers and sisters, the Israelites who escaped from Egypt aligned their organization on a large scale on their journey to the land of Canaan. About 2 months later, they escaped from Egypt. They reached the mountain Sinai, and they stayed there for about 11 months. Moses went up to Sinai mountain 3 times and received many words from God. He received the words about commandments, laws, statutes, and the plan of the tabernacle. According to these words, they made the tabernacle in the wilderness of Sinai. After the proclamation of the commandments and the erection of tabernacle, they officially made the covenant with God and became the people of God. And then, from the moment they left the wilderness of Sinai, God made his people march in good order. They didn't walk ahead of others or behind others as they saw fit. First off, God divided the 12 tribes into 4 groups. And God set their positions at the lead, the middle, and tail end. When they stopped marching and camped, he also appointed the location for each tribe in 4 directions with the tabernacle as the center. God made the Levites serve in the tabernacle. He gave different jobs to Levi's 3 sons and their descendants. Among them, the sons of Kohath took care of the ark and various things that were used in the tabernacle. The sons of Merari took care of pillars and boards of the tabernacle. The sons of Gershon took care of the curtains of the tabernacle. When they marched, the ark was ahead of all others. Then, among the 12 tribes, it was the 3 tribes of the head group that immediately followed. As you can see on your screen, the next was sons of Merari and the sons of Gershon, who took care of the pillars and curtains of the tabernacle. And then the 3 tribes of the second group followed. They were followed by the sons of Kohath, who took care of various holy objects. Now, Numbers 10 verse 21 says, then Kohathites set out carrying the holy objects, and tabernacle was set up before their arrival. What does it mean? I said that when the Israelites marched, the sons of Merari and the sons of Gershon carried the pillars and curtains of the tabernacle and went ahead of sons of Kohath. And before the sons of Kohath arrived, the sons of Merari and of Gershon have already set up the tabernacle. They made it so the sons of Kohath could put the things in the places right away when they arrived with the holy objects. From this, we can find how precisely the Levite tribe carried out their jobs according to their given duties. As they aligned their organization well according to the words of God that Moses received on Mount Sinai, even a number of well over 2 million could march in good order. When the Lord God said, go, they went. When God said, stay, they stayed. Since their organization was well established for good order, all could walk and stay in perfect order. For last 50 days, I mean, for about
하나님의 뜻이 위로부터 아래까지 왜곡되지 않고 그대로 흐를 수 있는 조직.
Will of God as one heart, and that can work as one body. In order to make this church such an organization, He has carried spiritual alignment of the organization from just a few years ago. He has aligned the organization of this church so that the will of God the Father can be kept by all the servants of God, Levite workers, and even the Performing Arts Committee members. In this church, we have so many different organizations, right? And different mission groups. Now, all organizations work in good order. You know, those janitors, performing arts committees, and tomorrow, an evening celebration party, you will wonder, how can they do that? How can a church do this? The splendid view, the magnificent view, performance, music, instruments, you will be amazed at their perfection. Well, many members of this church helped our Performing Arts Committee. The parents of the committee members came and helped. They all worked in perfect order. Even they stayed up all night. They didn't have place to practice. So they practiced the day and night. We have many teams, right? Some teams stayed up all night, even after Daniel prayer meeting. Some other teams came to church early in the morning. They took turns to practice. Now what about our members? Our members provide them with many snacks and meals. How beautiful is it? We work as one. So beautiful. So you can see how beautiful that is tomorrow. And there is praise, beautiful praises that Father God gave to us. These beautiful praises, well, the professionals outside are amazed at the beautiful praises that Father God gave to us. Who composed it? Now, who is composing this beautiful music? Who put lyrics there? He is amazing. Amazing. Marvelous. Beethoven, Mozart, they spend tremendous of time to compose one music. But by flash and light, dozens of musics are prepared for one event. So magnificent, so splendid, so beautiful, beautiful instruments. The frappetees does not know what kind of instrument is there, but we have a deaconess arrange that music. That's how we have those beautiful praises. So if you know this and listen to their music, then you'll be more gracious. Such magnificent music. The beginning of the universe. You can imagine how magnificent it would be. Beautiful thunder. It will make you thrilled. This is the first blessing that God gave us during the preparation steps for the perfect blessing. The second blessing is the blessing for the souls. That is, God has helped the members of this church ride on the flow of Spirit so that they could walk toward the sanctification quickly, more quickly, and all the more quickly. Before Israelites entered the land of Canaan, there was a process of sanctification as well. There was an extensive process of sanctification before they crossed the Jordan River. I'm sorry to say this, but because of the time given, I have to finish here. I haven't even went to half. I think I will continue next time. I hope, you know, you can enjoy the second half, okay? So I'll finish here. I'll pray. I'll pray for the sick right away. Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. From Pakistan, Pastor Samson Jacob requested, bless him, so that the seminar and crusade in Gujranwala and Lahore from October 13th and 14th will be held in fullness of the Holy Spirit. Bless Pastor Vitaly Fishberg and his sister Lilia so that she can have peace in her heart and be healed of the origin of her mental problem. Bless Emanoto Junko of Japan to be healed of colon's narrowness and to recover quickly. Bless Anush from Armenia to be healed of cancer. Bless Emily of Armenia to be healed of breast cancer. Bless Wang Weiping to be healed of gastritis and cholangitis so that his digestive organs to be healthy. Bless Li Min to be healed of anemia and complications. Bless Wang Wei-O to be healed of pain on the back bone and leg pain. Bless Lung Wei-Jing to be healed of hearing difficulty, presbyopia, and hand tremors. Bless Long Ju Chen to be healed of rhinitis. And bless Wang Runfu to be healed of stomach cancer and after effect of attention hand. Bless Yi Zhengzha to be healed of brain tumor. Bless Chu Yisuche to be healed of asthma. Bless Wang Shuxing to be healed of cerebral apoplexy. Bless Chi Shirong to be healed of wrist bone and tension. Bless the In Victory viewers. They made of 600 prayer requests. Please give them answer. From head to toe in every intestines, organs, and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Let them see well. Let them hear well. All kidney organs and stomach, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. All the last stage of cancer, lung diseases go away, be cleansed. All skin diseases go away. Father, please let them be good, let them be in good health. Please be with us in the second half. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.